morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you top developments from around the world ahead of today's trading session. But before we get to the markets, the counting of votes for Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir Assembly polls will be done today. Political parties and leaders wait with bated breath for the Haryana Assembly poll results, with the ruling BJP confident of retaining power for a third term, and the Congress, which is out of power for 10 years, more than hopeful of making a comeback. Meanwhile, in Jammu and Kashmir, this is the first election since the abrogation of Article 370 in 2019. So it's a pivotal moment for the Union Territory as it awaits its first elected government in 5 years. You can track our live blogs for minute-by-minute updates on the election results. Now about the markets, yesterday was another day of Nifty opening higher and the recovery getting sold into. The Nifty broke more key levels on the downside in Monday's session, carrying on from where it left off on Friday. The Nifty has now declined 1,500 points from its peak of 26,277 on September 27th. Over 25 lakh crore rupees worth of investor wealth has been wiped out, and 47 index constituents have reported losses between 1 and 10% during this period. At one point, the Nifty had slipped below the 24,700 mark intraday, breaking below the September swing low of 24,750. However, there was some recovery from the lows of the day, leading to the index ending just a shade below 24,800. Now, HDFC Bank continued to lead the losses in Monday session as well. The stock is also down 6 days in a row and has lost over 1 lakh crore rupees in market cap during this period. Now, HDFC Bank shares had seen a brief recovery towards the close of trade, but yet again, they were swiftly sold into. Now, today again, the HDFC Bank shares will be in focus as its board has approved the sale of 100% stake in HDFC Education to Vama Sundari for 192 crore rupees. Godrej Consumer Products will be tracked as its consolidated EBITDA growth shall be lower due to operating conditions in India being tough. Palm inputs costs have risen in high teens since March. Not passing the entire cost to consumers is one step, and standalone EBITDA growth may be flattish. Mahanagar Gas has signed an indicative and non-binding term sheet with International Battery Company for a proposed investment in the International Battery Company for an amount not exceeding 385 crore rupees in one or more tranches by subscribing to equity shares or other securities of the proposed JV company. Nykaa has reported its Q2 net revenue growth in mid-20s. The fashion consumption demand subdued in the first half of the financial year. However, the company expects gradual revival in the second half on the festive and wedding season. Bharat Electronics has won orders worth 500 crore rupees since September 11, taking the total order flow for the financial year 2025 to 7,689 crore rupees. Sobha's total sale value in quarter 2 is down 37% sequentially and 32% from last year to 1,178 crore rupees. Moil, meanwhile, has registered best production and sales figures in September. The production increased by 7% in the first half of the current financial year to 8.7 lakh tons. The September sales were the best ever at 1.59 lakh tons. High-tech pipes will also be in focus today as the firm has launched a QIP to raise funds. Lastly, HEG has acquired 8.23% stake in GraphTech International for 248 crore rupees. Well, these are the key stocks to track today. Now, the GIFT Nifty was lower this morning, trading at a discount of more than 100 points from Nifty Futures Monday close, indicating a gap-down start for the Indian market. This is amid mixed global cues. Chinese stock listed in the mainland jumped this morning as trading resumed following a week-long holiday, with encouraging home sales and consumption data giving fresh impetus to a rally sparked by Beijing's stimulus blitz. The benchmark CSI 300 index climbed almost 11% in early trading. The measure had gained for 9 straight sessions through September 30 before heading into the Golden Week break. In Hong Kong, a gorge of Chinese shares dropped 1.6% after having rallied almost 11% in the period that onshore markets were shut. Now, shares in Japan, South Korea and Hong Kong dropped after Wall Street was dragged down by a tech sell-off, geopolitical angst, and bets on smaller Federal Reserve rate cut. Overnight, the S&P 500 fell 1% after notching a four-week winning run. Alphabet Inc. sank 2.4% as a judge ruled it must lift restrictions that prevent developers from setting rival marketplaces that compete with its Google Play Store. Brent crude has jumped above $80 a barrel amid mounting tensions in the Middle East. In the wake of Friday's solid jobs data, treasuries continue to drop with the 10-year yield topping 4%. The crisis in the Middle East continues to unnerve investors, with fighting escalating Monday on multiple fronts after a year of a war. The Israel Defense Forces said it intercepted most of the barrage of rockets fired towards Tel Aviv by Hamas and other Iran-backed groups. Brent crude soared to its highest price since August as speculation increased that Israel may attack Iran's oil infrastructure. West Texas Intermediate crude rose early Tuesday. Now, in other news, Manish Tiwari is set to take over as Nestle India CEO from Suresh Narayanan in July 2025. Wellspun is eyeing 1 lakh crore rupees in revenue. IFC has tied up with Axis Bank for climate loans and plans a Bollywood experiment as well. India and Maldives have agreed on economic and strategic partnership. Mumbai's underground metro from RE to BKC is now open to public. And lastly, Hero Motors has withdrawn its DRHP for an IPO. Well, that's about it for now. Stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 for more news and cues. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Have a good trading session.